Pete, Matt and Kimber's
Leftovers
Podcast.
Welcome to the Leftovers.
Hi.
It's our little podcast where we just discuss whatever we might want to discuss that we don't discuss on the air. And sometimes it's things that don't make it on the air, and other times it's things we haven't even talked about. I would like to start with something.
Go on.
Georgia is in here. Bianca's in here. Hello.
Hello.
Jay, my apologies about the Mozilla Firefox thing. I've been saving it for the Leftovers. Just going to throw it
out. I'm surprised you're backing down.
No, I still maintain that there is a website that's called Firefox. It's
what
there.
Was the aggression in your voice? Is that what you're apologizing for?
This all comes back to Alpha Bucks.
I was passionate about it this morning.
Well, we need to have an adjudicator, though. And Joggers, I think that you came in firm by saying it's not happening.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it's important because we're playing for $1 million.
It is, when there's a couple of answers you're unsure about too, like I kind of just type it in, next one, like I get my answer from the first website I can see so I can check the other questions off as well.
Yes.
But if it was the $1 million question, I would take a little bit more time.
Of course.
And
right.
Make sure.
Counts,
yes, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. I mean, she didn't win anyways, did she?
But, yeah, but it's really nice to just have Pete constantly on your case, isn't it?
I love that. Mm.
Yeah, so
stop writing her.
I just care for the show. That's all. I just care for the show, you guys.
Bianca, thank you for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Jeans was off sick. Did you have a good day?
I had a great day.
Yeah?
Excellent day. Always a great day with you guys.
Oh, thank you.
We did have a little bit of system failure out there. We had a computer that wouldn't start, printers that wouldn't start.
Oh, the printer did not like me today, but I've learnt everything there is to learn about the printer now. I know how to cure paper jams, toner issues, anything there
well
is.
Well done, mate.
I'll be there.
Oh, well, I mean, it's awesome because troubleshooting the printer is something we spend most of our day doing in the office. I think the things that we've never really managed to get right, like apparently we can get man to the moon, can't sort a decent printer and can't sort decent office air conditioning.
Or internet in the studio.
And that's, I appreciate that now because I assume that I can't do anything technical. Like I'm a Luddite is the word. I'm a bit old fashioned. And you assume that everyone else can, but we've got a whole department that deals with engineering and technical stuff and they can't fix it.
Yeah.
So it makes me feel better about myself.
If you can find them. Just kidding, guys.
Hey, guys.
Sweet, you think they're listening.
I know, right?
Oh, they love the Leftovers podcast.
Why don't we do that? We could come onto the Leftovers podcast every day and just sort of slander somebody or just kind of,
just
you know, maybe
else.
Just like a healthy sledging. Because when you call it sledging in sport, it's acceptable. It's like when you just call it slander, not allowed.
Yeah.
So if we just call it sledging.
Bit of a sledge.
And then ask the person to get back in touch with us. We'll find out if they're actually listening to the podcast at all.
All right, here we go. Chris, in our tech department, you stink. Let's see if he comes back to us.
Leftovers trash talk.
What else indeed?
Do you want to go through some of the things that didn't make it on today's show?
Not really, because I want to do them tomorrow.
I was going to say, there's a lot that's been filled in for tomorrow's show too.
Well, okay, I got one, which I can do today because it's probably dead by tomorrow anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And that is this that I mentioned this morning about Andrew Demetrio's biggest regret in life.
Oh, yes, okay, the former head of the AFL.
Head of the AFL, and his biggest regret in life was getting Meat Loaf to sing at the AFL Grand Final.
Right there.
He sounds all right there.
That's okay.
If you don't remember it, it was a performance that didn't go well at the time.
But I did appreciate your take on it, Maddie, which was, if that's your biggest regret in life, you're doing all right.
I mean, you know, if professionally anyway, Meat Loaf's a big star. It's not Andrew Demetrio's fault that a big star didn't turn up with his A game, right? And if your biggest regret is that someone else didn't quite do their job properly, I think, well, that's a pretty good career, actually.
What was it about the performance? Was he just awful on stage?
Yeah, he was pitchy and it was kind of...
Because I didn't see it.
One would almost argue that he didn't have an earpiece in and maybe couldn't hear the music or hear himself.
Well, apparently in the lead up to the performance, there was a Barney going on between him and his team and Andrew Demetrio and his team, because they were going, the tech's not working, none of this is happening, it's not coming together, I might not make this happen, blah, blah, blah.
And they're saying, the show must go on, get out on stage.
Andrew's going, it's not our fault, you're the musician like this. So that's, so a bit of back and forth before he gets out there and starts belting that out.
They needed Chris from IT in there, sounds like.
Bianca.
Callback. Comedy callback from Bianca.
Chris, you better not let us down, mate.
You stinky Chris.
But yes, yeah, so, and he did bring up, Angry Anderson on a Batmobile.
Oh, I remember that.
From the 90s.
That was classic Aussie.
Yeah.
You know, because we try so hard to be like, you know, how the world is doing stuff. And when we get it right is when we stick to our guns. And having Angry Anderson on the tray of a ute singing Bound for Bloody Glory, that's what you want.
And the Batmobile looked like it had been put together by some Year 12 students.
It did. You know. Yeah. It's a bright blue.
Oh.
Yeah, classic.
Awesome.
Yeah.
But you know what? People are going there for the footy, not the entertainment. I know you all think
the
entertainment's
Super Bowl,
a big
though,
deal,
right?
But, you know, are they, though?
I mean, think it's a big deal.
Can they ever
it's
be
like
pleased?
A show.
Have you ever heard anyone come out? Who's like the ultimate AFL
Birds
entertainment that people have gone, they were wicked?
Well, I tell you, and this is what you need, right? You know Wolf Mother and Joker and the Thief, right? We all know that song's probably been played more times in stadiums than any other. But that riff, the way it starts, I saw them do the NRL Grand Final, the Rugby League, and you're going, that's what you want.
Yeah.
As soon as that riff starts, the whole stadium's going, whoa!
Yeah, but have you heard Lanterns?
No.
Dun, 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 dun,
don't.
Dun, dun.
Not quite the same as Wolf Mother.
No.
Yeah, I think what you're saying is I need to start with a guitar.
Mm. Well, it's got to be an epic track to begin with. Don't worry about the artists themselves. It needs to be an anthemic track.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
This is anthemic. This is Angry Anderson.
Yeah.
Bound for Glory.
Bound for Glory. Always bound for glory.
What?
I need to get that.
A yes from me.
Actually, it's not that bad.
There's nothing wrong with
it's
mate.
It's not that bad.
And you go out to the car park at the Civic Hotel, have a quick ciggy and come back in.
have we got this right? Because there is, I've just brought up the entertainment from AFL Grand Final performances.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And there's some names in here. Daryl Summers in 1987 sung Waltzing Matilda.
Okay, interesting.
So Olivia Newton-John.
Oh, that's cool.
Saying, actually, I think this is just a list of people. No, okay, so here's, get a load of this. I was going to say there's a list of people who sung Waltzing Matilda. So from 1981 through to 1989, it's just different people singing Waltzing Matilda.
Oh,
Slim
really?
Dusty, Diana Trask, Olivia Newton-John, Daryl Summers,
still
Noel
do
Watson,
Waltzing Matilda?
John Farnham. No, I think they've traded in Waltzing Matilda now for
Up There
Kazali.
Oh, yes.
And then 1990, they started to dive into a few things. 91, Daryl Braithwaite was on the same bill as Angry Anderson.
Oh, what a double bill that is.
Yeah, huge.
Who's Kazali?
Well, I can't remember the name.
The bloke that's up there.
But that's back from the early 80s, isn't it? Up There Kazali.
Is
it based on a dude who can
take a high
mark?
Ron Kazali. Yes, it was. Sorry,
yes.
I didn't understand. Yes, he was a good mark. But that guy wrote, I don't know how many songs he wrote, but it seems like he only wrote one song and that's all he needed.
You
to
only
write.
Need one. I've been on your case all year, guys. I think that we need to do one Christmas track.
Yeah.
We just need, because we've got to play a certain amount of Australian music on commercial radio, and Christmas tracks will always get a play because we're desperate for something contemporary and modern, and not everyone loves Mariah Carey. And if the three of us can come up with one solid Christmas track, it will be played every year.
Yeah. No, I agree with you.
I like that. Mm. An original summer focused.
Yeah, like, you know, it needs to be pretty catchy, pretty cool, and good enough to play every year.
Let's write that down.
Vibey. Like, we only need one track. Great success.
Are you
going to
cover something or are you going to write?
No, I think it needs to be an
original.
Okay. I mean, I love that
Get cracking
Slade
now.
Track.
Yeah.
I mean, it's old, but that's a rocking.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
It is Merry Christmas now.
Awesome.
I think we just need one like that.
Yeah. There have been some banger performances. It's got to be like hard rock for the grand final. So Jet in 2007,
I think
Powderfinger in 2008.
You know, Hunters and Collectors were good.
Yeah, they were good. I watched on the year that it was, it's the only grand final I've ever watched. was the Temper Trap year, and they were surprisingly
amazing.
Good.
Because
I
amazing.
Thought they're I love their music, but I didn't think their music was a right fit for the AFL.
Well, they did the big drum song,
but they're very good.
Yeah, Ed Sheeran's probably the biggest name that's performed at an AFL Grand Final, 2014.
He did
Sing and the A Team. And was then joined by Sir Tom Jones, where they sang Kiss, Mama Told Me Not to Come, Delilah, and If I Only Knew.
Yeah.
And guess who else performed? Mike Brady up there.
Mike Brady, that's you. Yes.
Bang. Jesus
Very
Christ.
Good.
Well, that's good. Well done. Good research, Pete.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. All right. Anything else?
No, that's it. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for being here.
We'll see if we hear from Chris.
See ya.
Thank you, Chris.